I've really enjoyed watching myself slowly grow over the years instead of starting out really big, I guess. So save yourself the hassle and just slowly grow as you make your money would be my advice.
Running a creative retail business really shouldn't be so hard. I'm Wendy Batten, and this is the Creative Shop Talk podcast.
Well, hello there, retailers. It's Wendy Batten, and welcome to another episode of the Creative Shop Talk podcast. I'm so thankful that you're here. I just wanted to say that. Podcasting is funny because we don't actually get to interact and connect with people. And the only way that I know that it's having an impact or if it's helping you or serving you as a retailer is if you leave a review. I would be so grateful if you could leave us a review and a comment. I read every single one of them. And just like social media, it helps Apple tell people that we are relevant and we are seen by more retailers or we pop up as suggestions. It also helps me personally. Doing a podcast again is just sort of one-sided. It's not like Facebook Lives or when I do courses. I just want to know and make sure that I'm serving you what you like to hear. So today I am bringing you a guest, another Creative Shop owner that you are going to love, Emily Curley from Milkmaid Creations and Antiques. And she is going to share with us today how during the pandemic and, you know, during all of the chaos that 2020 has brought, it's such an inspiring story, how she has been serving her clients in interesting ways, just to make things work like we've all been doing, but she has been growing and thriving through all of this. So Emily is a member of my Level Up Mastermind and my inner circle. And we've been working together, I think, since January of 2020. And it has been so incredible watching a retailer look at the data, have a heart, think of how it affects your customers, and just action the steps that she's been taking. She's been able this year through savings and through really serving her customers really well, thrive through this entire year. It's been crazy. She's been able to purchase some big things for her business that have really helped her grow her business. She's been able to hire staff. And I just wanted to invite Emily on here today to inspire you to see how she has been putting these pieces together and see how it's possible for everybody to just start reviewing what we're doing, how we're doing it, who we're doing it for, and moving through the hard times, because it is so possible to have such a really good, thriving business. She has a very busy and active family. That's another thing I really wanted to introduce you all to. You know, you can be a busy full-time mom and run a great business, still have profits, still have joy. She loves what she does, and her customers love it. And she's just had lots of different opportunities. So I wanted to bring her on to inspire you to see different ways that that's possible for you. So let's get to it, my friends. Today, I have a special guest for you, another amazing retailer I want to introduce you to, another retailer doing amazing things in our What's Possible series, and I'm so excited to introduce Emily. Emily's laughing. So Emily Curley is here from Milkmaid Creations, and welcome. Good morning.
Good morning.
So happy you're here. Thank you so much for joining us. So Emily is a member of my Level Up Mastermind group. I get to see firsthand some of the amazing things that she's doing with her business. And I'm so grateful that you took time out. You have a busy, busy life. So
yes, at this moment. Yes, this season.
This season is really good. So it's been a crazy season, right? 2020 is crazy. Can you just give us a little rundown? Tell us about your business, how you ended up in your business. And I think you should share a little bit maybe about your family, because you have a great family situation going on too.
Yeah. So I opened my brick and mortar just over 3 years ago. It was 3 years in July. The reason I opened my brick and mortar is I'm in Southern Illinois. I'm originally from Missouri, grew up there, and had a full-time job there. And then when I had my first child, I realized full-time job maybe wasn't for me. So I became a stay-at-home mom. And then we moved here to Southern Illinois. My husband is farming with his father. So that's the reason we moved here. And when we moved down here, I was still a stay-at-home mom. And my mom and I had kind of dabbled in an antique mall. And so when I moved down here, the opportunity to buy a building and open my own business kind of, I don't know, it didn't really fall in my lap. I mean, I was searching it out. So yeah, I opened my store 3 years ago. At that time, it was Milkmaid Creations. But then when I decided to open my store, I added the word antiques just to be a little more clear on the products that I had within my business. And so I do a wide variety of things, I guess. I have antiques, of course. I do paint and furniture, and I retail paint. I repurpose items, and I do order in wholesale home decor as well because I have three girls. And so I have my oldest turns 5 tomorrow, and then I have twins who turn 2 in October. So I wasn't even a year into my business and we realized I was pregnant with twins. So that has been a big transition for myself and for my business, bringing on 2 more little ones. And my husband is a farmer and he's a livestock farmer. So he spends a lot of hours at the farm. So that's a little bit about my family and about my business. Oh, and to add about my business, I do custom painting a furniture for people, refinishing, and then I also do a little bit of upholstery, which I don't know, I'm starting to not enjoy anymore, so I might be cutting that soon. But, and then I used to do DIY classes, which I slowed down on that when I got pregnant with my twins. And then after they were born, it just was a lot to juggle. But I'm hoping this winter to kind of get those revamped and started again because I really enjoyed them and my customers have been asking for them.
Yeah, thanks. So I just want to reiterate, like everybody here, she has twin 2-year-olds. So I love how you mesh your business and your family first. Like I see you succeeding and doing really well, and we'll get to that in a second, but I see how you work your business, but your life is busy. But your girls are in the shop, like, you know, you've right-sized your business. I always like using it that way. I feel like you've really made an effort. Your customers know your kids. Like, I feel like, you know, they're used to seeing them. They just know it's part of the deal kind of thing, I think is a good way to put it. I also know you've had the opportunity, even with some of the markets, you've been hosting markets in your community, and you have, you know, great family helping and stuff like that. It is a family business, right? We think of ourselves as being these solopreneurs, but really all this support, you know, around us is what's also important as well, right? So I just love that your girls are there. I mean, we have meetings and the girls are there. Like, you know, it's part of life. It is what it is, right? This is what your why, this is, you know, part of our why, right? Is to run a business that's a family business. And the kids are there, right? So we were just listening to cartoons before we went live. No. So one thing I wanted to mention, I forget to ask. I want to jump in and hear a little bit about your business, and I didn't know you started with your mom. I always learn something new on this podcast, even from people I've been working with. That's wonderful. I like to start the podcast off. I know I jumped into a question, but can you share something that maybe other people don't know about you? That might be a little tidbit of something that other people might not know about Emily.
Yeah, I guess something that a lot of people don't know is I actually have a bachelor's and master's in parks, recreation, and tourism. And my original goal was to work with youth in recreation. So the antique business is pretty far, but I'm very thankful for my education because I think it's helped me and gave me the confidence to do what I'm doing. So, and the connections I needed to, you know, get where I am.
Not know that about you. That's so interesting. I had no idea that you had that, which it does explain a lot because you're so good at connecting with your community and collaborating with people. And it, you know, I know that you work really well that way. So I invited you on. I truly am totally inspired by how you are an action taker. Emily is one of those people that has an idea, flushes it out, and does it. Like, is that a good, do you feel that that's a good description of how you do things?
Yeah, I think so. Sometimes I maybe jump before I totally think it out. But yeah, I would say when I get an idea, I push forward until it's completed, or I realize not for me, and then I quit, you know? So, Yeah.
Tell us a little bit over the last year, how has your business evolved in the last year? Or like, where were you a year ago to where you are now? Because a lot of people think this pandemic has really affected poorly retailers. Mm-hmm. But if you can go back a year ago, so before last fourth quarter, September 22nd here, to where you are now and some of the things that, like what you were doing back then, just share with us over the last year.
Okay. I would say, well, I have an employee is one of the major biggest things I think that I've done or achieved this year. I realized I needed help and I found someone and she's really great. I love her. And so far she loves working for me. And that has been a huge plus to helping me because I have kids. So she does a lot of the background work for me and she runs the store for me when she can. And then I guess kind of goes along with my business. I hired a babysitter and she watches my oldest goes to a preschool 5 days a week. And then my twins, they go to a babysitter 3 days a week. So that gives me 3 days to really focus and hone in on my business and do what I need to do without that distraction. And then I've built a website. During the stay at home order, I realized I've got to do something. The only way for people to shop with me is online now. And I always knew I needed a website. I just didn't take the time to sit down and build it and figure it out. So I very quickly built a website and my employee, she helped me with that, with taking pictures of things and getting things in there. So that was a huge plus and revenue bringing in. And my website is actually built in Comet Sold. So I used to do live sales just once a month. But when the pandemic hit, I started doing them every week. And there was a couple weeks I did multiple a week. So I really ramped up my live sales. I'm now down to every other week because I was having a hard time finding product, getting it uploaded into the system. And so I kind of backed off on that a little bit, but my customers still love them and show up every other week for those. And I think their husbands are happy that I backed off on my live sales. So, but yeah, I've added live sales. I've added my website. I really ramped up on showing people how to use my paint products, doing live videos of doing that to demonstrate that and sell them. And I added delivery, which I'm still doing for some folks who don't want to get out and about yet. So after my live sale, if they want their items delivered locally, anyways, I will deliver to them. Shipping was added. I didn't do any shipping before, which I learned some tough lessons on shipping, unfortunately, but I've kind of tinkered around with that enough. I think I'm getting it down. And I think that's about it. Just mainly adding an employee website, finding more help with my children, like adding a babysitter and live sales.
Yeah. Yeah. So you joined me. I think you joined the mastermind and Level Up Mastermind in January last year, mm-hmm. the end of December, I think into January. And at the time you didn't have any help. I don't think you did. Like, and that's mm-hmm. one thing we talk about a lot. So I feel like I've watched you really put your CEO hat on. That's what we talk about that. And listeners, I'm sure are used to me saying, you know, put your CEO hat on, be the boss, take control. And one of those things is doing the, is hiring to your, like where you need help, whether that's a housekeeper, a babysitter, whether it's, you know, and so it doesn't matter that it's not actually in the shop. So you're right. Hiring a babysitter to help you do the business things. So is there anything on the CEO side of things that you feel like, because I feel like you've done some really big things. But again, putting that CEO hat on, care to share anything that you feel like you've done? I think really being aware of your numbers and again, mm-hmm. your website and stuff. But is there anything you can think of that on business side of things that I think that you've shifted? Because I have watched you do all these actions, but how did you get to those actions? You want to share that with our listeners?
Yes, definitely have been looking at my numbers a lot more closely and kind of figuring out what's worth my time and what's not worth my time. And that's why I kind of mentioned upholstery might be going, because I'm starting to discover it's not really worth my time and I'm not enjoying it. So it's really not worth my time. And then I also read the book Profits First, and I've semi been implementing that, putting money away every month, a percentage, and preparing and thinking about that. And next year, I really want to, you know, ramp up and do that even more than what I am doing now. But yeah, I think I've definitely been, before it was just, I do all my own accounting work and I was just putting the numbers in. And then at the end of the year, handing it all over to my accountant to do my taxes. And I wasn't really looking at what I was making every month and what I was spending every month. And so I've really tried to keep a closer eye on that. And then looking at, you know, is it worth ordering in candles? Am I really making money selling those candles, for example? So trying to keep a closer eye on the different revenue streams and what's really benefiting my business.
Yeah, I've watched you really do a great job at narrowing down, because it's, that's what it is. We have to streamline. And I love that you mentioned Profits First. We do talk about that inside our group. You are so good at supporting other retailers inside our community. And it, again, the Profits First thing is, you know, whether you're implementing it fully or actually on an upcoming episode, we have a Profits First expert. We've had Profits First teachings inside the Inner Circle. I'm a big believer in when you're really paying attention, and that program is amazing. When you're doing, so you had a big win. I'm going to call you out on this one. Hopefully that's okay. But just implementing, you've been doing so many good projects. You had a big market. You've had some savings. I know you were putting, again, saving. You had some goals. One of your goals was to buy a trailer. Do you want to share that story? Because mm-hmm. It's kind of a fun story. We all love this inside our inside our mastermind group. We love this. So we love this story. So.
So yeah, I do markets mainly locally, but I've always been running all the way to Missouri to borrow my parents' trailer. So for 3 years now, I have been saving and dreaming, wanting to buy my own trailer to save my time and just make things easier on myself. So I did a market back in June, fairly local market, and it was a huge success. People showed up and they bought. And I brought in months worth of sales at this market, and I was able to go and buy. It's a used trailer, but it's a 24-foot trailer for hauling vehicles. So it's huge, probably way above what I really need, but you know, go big or go home, I guess. And I paid cash for it, which felt really good to be able to do that finally and to invest in my business in a way that's going to save me time and hassle and stress. So it was a really big thing for me to be able to do this year, and felt really good to do that.
So we were all super proud of you, and you know this because we kind of not tease you, but we joke about this because so Emily came into the group and she said, "I had a fantastic weekend and I made enough money and I paid cash for a trailer and everything was made with these great decisions, even the market that you did and how you positioned yourself at the market, the products that you sold at the market." It's just watching all of these things happen and then knowing that you paid cash for it and knowing why. And I think you've already mentioned in our groups, you've mentioned that, you know, it's already paid for itself because in your other markets, and it's just really smart business decisions. It's been a joy watching you just make these financial decisions, make these business decisions based on your customers' needs as well too. You're so in tune to what your customers need. And this is why it all works together, right? It to help you save and help you make more. Mm-hmm. So we call it the Milkmaid creation trailer, the Milkmaid trailer in our group. We all aspire to, you know, buy that one thing or do that one thing in our business that we've been saving for, we've been working towards. And you just did it with such glee too. And so well done. I'm just really proud of how you just did all of that. Just, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to buy a trailer. And that's what you did. So it was really great to see. Before we go, a couple more questions. Is there any advice that you would have for our listeners that would help them set up? Like what is a step or the next action step that you think, or a good advice for retailers that might be listening, wondering how they can position, how can they get their sea hat on? One thing that action that they can take to set themselves up for success as well.
Oh, I would say the number one thing that I'm proud of is I started small and I grew as my income grew. I didn't take out a bunch of loans, or I didn't take out any actually when I opened up. I started small and I've just slowly grown over the years. And I think that's important. Don't try to grow too fast and take out a bunch of loans because you could, you know, possibly get yourself into a financial pickle. So I've really enjoyed watching myself slowly grow over the years instead of starting out really big, I guess. So yeah, that would be my advice. Don't stress yourself, you know, and that too can be very stressful, owing people money. For me, it's very stressful. I don't like owing people money. And that's why I waited until I could pay cash for a trailer. I don't like owing people money and paying interest and things like that. So save yourself the hassle and just slowly grow as you make your money would be my advice.
Yeah. You know, I think that's such great advice because some people want that now, right? Like they want to be there now. And I think just watching, and then you also see where other people are. So it's such great advice to say, you know, grow and save and grow. And again, don't get yourself, because then it's that weight, right? We're lying awake at night. I think it's important to invest in the right things, you know, like you making the right investment in different things, whether, you know, whatever that is in your business, we have to invest in things. So we have, but not to get so that we're like awake at night, you know, lying awake at night, worried about things. So one of the things that one of the reasons I wanted to bring you on and other retailers doing great things is because people are feeling like retail is dead and poor, you know, independent retailers. And that, you know, that is not the case. I'm watching so many people prosper in our groups, in our communities, you know, in our inner circle, in our mastermind group. It's just been an amazing, it's been amazing watching you. And we're on the cusp of Q4 here. I think you, you know, are you comfortable sharing? How are you doing this year? Are you where you need to be revenue wise or to encourage other people out there, other retailers out there?
Yeah. I've already surpassed last year's sales at this point. So I'm feeling really good. And I have a lot of really, I've done a lot of planning for Q4. You know, Christmas is already arriving and being priced by my employee. Whereas in past years, I was ordering it now. So I feel like I've really thought through my Christmas products and things. And then I'm also really thinking through gift boxes and gift sets for this holiday season, because I've really, back during the pandemic and Mother's Day, people didn't want to get out and shop. So I came up with some gift sets really quickly and they sold quickly. So I think people are going to be looking for those types of things, easy gift giving this year where they don't have to get out if they don't want to, or they can shop local rather than going to the big box stores. So I'm really trying to think through providing those things for my customers. And yeah, the fourth quarter, and I think it's going to be a good one because I'm actually planning instead of flying by the seat of my pants, you know.
I'm laughing because it's something that I know we talk about a lot inside our family. You have to plan, you have to plan. So I've loved watching you become a planner over the last year because it does make a difference, right? It's making, I mean, like you just said, we talk about trends. I agree wholeheartedly that this year we need to make things easier for our customers. And that, again, back to you knowing what your customer needs and knowing and you know, really being attuned to paying attention to them as well too. And I think that's a great part of your success and planning for it. We always say inside the group, we can't hope for, you know, sales and success. We have to plan for them. And you're in the epitome of, you've gone to becoming a planner, no more winging it, right? So yeah, I think that's wonderful. And I think you are going to have a great, it's so great to hear you're already at or where you need to be for this year. Again, during a pandemic, we need to keep reminding ourselves, this has been a hard year for retail, for other retail, but I mean, those who are really paying attention, and now more than ever with the numbers, I'm always harping about that too. Like we really need to be paying attention. And you're a prime example of paying attention to the numbers, doing the right things, not going crazy, right? But, you know, doing the right things can really escalate our business. So it's been great. I'm going to ask you one more question and then we'll wrap up. But I always like to know, is there one piece of advice you've been given or a quote or a mantra or something that you can share with us that maybe inspires you or has inspired you in the past?
Oh gosh. I would say just keep your head down and do what you need to do. Don't focus on others, which is something that you've been telling me a lot this year and others in our mastermind group. And it's been really good for me and has inspired me to focus on myself and what I can do better or can do to better myself and my business. So just keeping my head down, focusing on myself and my business and not worrying about others and what others are doing.
That's great advice, Emily. That's it's a hard thing to do. I feel we all have to do that. blinders on, right? So that's great advice. What a great way to wrap up. I really appreciate that. So thank you so much for being here. We will have Emily's link so you can go follow her. You've got to go follow her lives. She has amazing lives, even though I know you're not doing them as often as you were, but they're amazing. I really love watching your lives. And you can catch her at Milkmaid Creation Antiques. And we'll have all the links here in our show notes. You can check those out. So thank you so much for listening. Emily, thank you for being here. It's truly a blessing having you inside the Level Up Mastermind group. I always love watching and following along, and you guys will all love watching her as well too. So thank you so much for being here.
Hey, thanks for joining me today. I know how precious your time is, and I'm so appreciate you taking time out of your crazy day to be here with us. All the links for today's show can be found at wendybatten.com/podcast. We'd also like to invite you to come over and continue the conversation over on my free Facebook group. It's called Rockstar Creatives. I'm going to be popping in there live every week to continue the conversation, talk a little bit about what we spoke about today. And I'd love for you to join us over there, Rockstar Creatives on Facebook. I'd also love to ask, if it's not too much trouble, if you could leave me a review and let me know what you think of the podcast. If you're loving the show, be sure that you're subscribing to the podcast so you don't miss an episode. I'd hate for you to miss one. It's been such a pleasure to be here with you today. I'll see you next week here on the Creative Shop Talk podcast.